Like a bomb blast, at long last, it's a podcast, the Cell Podcast. この番組はご覧のスポンサーの提供でお送りします。
Spunky's Hard Water. Spunky's uses only the finest, hardest water from the bathroom of my home in beautiful seaside California to ensure an unparalleled beverage experience which truly must be tasted, spat out, and tasted again to be believed. Spunky's. It's hard.
Hello, and welcome to the second spectacular episode of the Salbacast. I'm your host, Carl Salbaca, and I have here, Colleen with me, two wonderful special guests. I've got Doryman1985.
Hello, this is Doryman here. Nice to be on the show.
And I've also got a famous Russian blogger named Ivan.
Hello, I'm Ivan.
Ivan, how do you pronounce your last name?
It is very simple. My name is Ivan Peter Piotr Nabokovsky Gogolovusov Nemorovsky Gorky Moscow Lenovsky Denglovich.
Right. Could I get that one more time?
Peter Piotr Nabokovsky Gogolovusov Nemorovsky Gorky Moscow Lenovsky Denglovich.
Okay, so it's Peter Piotr Nabokovsky Gogolovusov Nemorovsky Gorky Moscow Lenovsky Denglovich.
Absolutely correct.
Now, actually, that last name sounds kind of familiar. Are you related to,
You are thinking of Fyodor Peter Petr Novgorsky Kogolovusov Nemorovsky Gorky Moskalinovsky Denglovich. But no, I am not related to him. Actually, Peter Petr Novgorsky Kogolovusov Nemorovsky Gorky Moskalinovsky Denglovich is actually a fairly common last name in Russia.
Right. Today on the show we've got a couple of fantastic segments for you. The first one is from Heavy Metal Radio Online, and it's an interview with, I'll just let them take it away. So, take it away, Heavy Metal Radio.
Metal Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Heavy Metal Radio. Today, we've got an interview with world-famous singer Axl Rose from the legendary rock band Axe's Powers. This is Axe's first on-air interview in more than five years. We here at Heavy Metal Radio are honored to have him here as our special guest today. Mr. L. Rose, how are you doing?
It's a pleasure to be here!
Whoa! That's intense! I noticed you saying your response to us. Is there any particular reason for that?
Doing Tom singing in therapy. Gotta sing everything that I wanna say. Yeah.
Axe, that sounds exciting. How long have you been involved in this particular program?
Well, you see, I went off my medication a couple of weeks ago. Cause my medication made my mind move too slow. I need a cocktail boost. Give me some of that pussy juice. And I tell you, mama, it's bad, 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 bad.
So, as I understand it, this primal singing therapy is helping you to cope with the difficulties incurred by coming off of your drug regime. Is that correct?
You got it perfect! Right on time, yeah!
Thanks, Mr. L. Rose. It's an honor to speak with you today. If you don't mind me asking, how's your personal life going?
I don't know, but I've been told my ex-wife thinks I'm made of gold. Beats my money every day. If I don't give it, there's hell to pay.
Wow, that sounds really serious. Is she a bitch?
Oh, you better believe it, baby. But I love her still anyway.
I can understand that completely, Mr. L. Rose. Now, in the past, some of Axe's Powers' music has been somewhat political in nature. How do you feel about the current presidential race?
I don't know what to say. I don't know where this country's going anyway. Yeah.
I see. So you're concerned for the future of America.
You got that right!
What do you think are some of the problems, Mr. Elrose, that are currently faced by America?
Gotta start it myself! Talking about new problems, yeah! Got a lot of problems that I have. First kind of problem, I'm kind of a hedonist! That happens to a lot of rock stars, I understand. This ain't my first inclination, binge on everything I see. Careful moderation, it's against my policy. If you're gonna do something today, might as well do it all the way. Pussy fun around, never did anybody any good.
I see, Mr. Elrose. But you're saying that this is an attitude you feel like you need to change?
Exactly!
What are some other problems currently faced by this country, in your opinion? Perhaps as relating to the current presidential race.
Abortion is a problem that I'd like to solve. Don't want to see those lives get thrown away.
Really, Mr. Elrose? Please explain more.
Every unicorn's got its horn. Just like every baby's waiting to be born. I'm pro-life cause I'm from Texas. You do your best not to forget this. Yeah, yeah!
Wait a minute, Mr. Elrose! I could have sworn that you were from the Los Angeles area originally, getting your start at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Could you please explain this seeming inconsistency?
In my dreams, I'm from Texas. I think about Texas every night. I think about Texas when I masturbate. That's right.
Wow! I gotta say that perhaps, for the first time on this radio show, that is too much information. But thank you anyway, Mr. Elrose, for that intense and very moving performance.
You're welcome.
So, Mr. Elrose.
Yes.
So, Mr. Elrose.
Yes.
Mr. Elrose.
Yes.
With the subject of abortion, are you opposed to abortion even if it stands as a countermeasure to rape?
Oh, yeah, yeah, allow me to explain. Rape's a really big problem. We got a lot of work to do. Gotta start with me and you. With me and you. With me and you.
That's always a good idea, Mr. Elrose. But what about the millions of young men across America who seemingly think that young women are their playthings?
Why can't they understand the concept of consent? When a woman says no, that'll never mean yes. Don't get her drunk just to get her in bed. Get that through your head. Get that through your head. Get that through your head. Get that through your head.
I think that's a point that all of us could take to heart, Mr. Elrose. Other people are people. They've got desires and motivations, and they have rights.
That's right! They got rights!
Mr. Elrose, I see you fidgeting nervously in your seat right now. Is it because this conversation is getting way too real?
Let me explain something to you. A lot of people don't know what I've been through. Let me explain some of my passions and some of my pain.
That sounds like a great idea, Mr. Elrose. Start whenever you're ready.
You see, sometimes at night when I have a bad dream, wake up crying so I eat a bucket of ice cream. These tears contain the pains of a rock star whose fans don't understand just how hard it was to get this far.
That's really moving, Mr. Elrose. That almost makes me want to cry right now. But this is Metal Radio, and heavy metal guys don't cry on the radio. Maybe at home in the bathroom.
That's right.
Well, Mr. Elrose, your record label only allotted 5 minutes, so I think we should probably be wrapping up pretty soon. Besides, you've got a busy schedule, things to do, right?
That's right! I gotta go after the show and see my therapist again. I gotta go fulfill my dreams. By the way, I got a new album coming out soon. New album coming soon.
That's right, Mr. Elrose. As you walked into this interview, your handler handed me off a piece of paper, which appears to be a press release.
That's right!
For a new album.
That's right!
Coming out this Christmas.
That's right!
Astounding! A new Axis Powers album? This is unprecedented. There hasn't been a new Axis Powers album in nearly 10 years. This is so metal.
I know.
Well, with that fantastic news, Mr. Elrose, I guess we should wrap up this interview. Anything to say for the people here before you leave?
Pursue your dreams every day. Sometimes they make you cry. That's just the way it goes. Pursue your dreams. Do what you gotta do. Maybe you'll be a rock star like me. I wouldn't bet on it, though.
Mr. Elrose, thank you for this truly moving interview. And I think all the fans out there can definitely say we are looking forward to your new album from Axis Powers. Because it's definitely going to be so metal. Metal Radio.
And we're back. Thank you so much, Heavy Metal Radio. That was very interesting.
I do not know if you used that word correctly. I would call it, perhaps, Dermo.
Sorry?
I said I would call that segment Dermo.
Right. For those of us who don't speak Russian, we're going to move on. Doryman, before we do anything else, what do you think of that interview with Mr. Ax Elrose?
I was thinking that... It was actually kind of cool because I've heard a few of their albums from Axis Powers. I didn't think any of their albums after the first one were really that good, but their second album was pretty good. Like, there were some good songs on it, and I actually haven't listened to any other albums since then.
The same is true for me. I haven't listened to any of their albums actually past the first one even. So I'm not really the biggest metal fan.
You both make me sick.
Huh?
You said you both make me sick. How can you call yourselves Americans when you are so ignorant to this primary facet of American culture?
Well, I don't know if I would call it a primary
facet. Do not even get me started. You see, if you are Russian, you would know all of the great metal bands from Russia because they are common knowledge. They must be known to pass the primary schools, you see? If you did not know them, you would not even graduate high school. People would kill you in the streets for not knowing the names and the discographies of these bands.
Lucky for me that it was not required to graduate high school. Otherwise, I would have definitely flunked out.
In my opinion, while they are definitely an important cultural touchstone, outside of the heavy metal or hard rock scene, I don't know how well known they are. I mean, if you think of all the Axis Powers singles that you can think of that they play on the radio still, I mean, I think most of those are all songs off their first album. I mean, it was pretty seminal at the time. But with the benefit of hindsight, I think they were kind of a flash in the pan more than they were really sort of a mainstay. Although I guess they have stuck around for a while as a concert draw. But as pointed out in that interview, it's been more than a decade since they put an album out. I mean, I think that speaks volumes about their creativity at this point.
You say the well's kind of dried up.
Exactly. The well has dried up. And, well, I guess I'll listen to the album, you know, like on Spotify or something, if it's on there when it comes out.
Yeah. I don't use Spotify, but if I did, I'll probably find somebody like an NPR YouTube stream of it or something like that.
Oh, you Americans. You are capitalists, and yet will not spend money for a product which you think will bring you enjoyment. Huh? Why is this? Why are you so reluctant to spend the money to put your money where your mouth is? Huh?
Well, I mean, as I pointed out, I'm not actually the biggest fan of Axis Powers.
Oh, but you should be. You see? It is part of your culture. It is important for you to know these things. I will not talk more on this subject.
Right. So moving on, we've got another sort of epic length segment. It's a another from the series Good Conversation with the Girl Charles Worth. This week's episode is an interview with noted rapper MCBS. And without any further ado, let's go to that segment.
Hello, I'm Charles Worth, and this is Good Conversation. Today with me in the studio, I've got a very special guest, Mr. MCBS, the rapper, most popular for his hit, The Booty Don't Stop, which rocked the airwaves last year after its video went viral on YouTube. So, MC.
Yeah, man, what's up?
How does it feel to be, a man who owes his fame to the internet?
Man, you're making it sound like I ain't got no talent or nothing.
Well, I certainly was not my intention.
No, okay, look. Yeah, the video went viral, okay, so we're owing it to, a trick of something, you know, like, popped up at the right time on somebody's newsfeed, and they pin it onto somebody else, right? That's how it goes, right?
Well, yes, that is generally the idea.
So, if it wasn't good to begin with, would it have gone viral?
Well, I suppose the chances are reduced.
Reduced? No, man. If it had not been good, it would not have gone viral, okay? See, the fact that it went viral is a testament to the quality of my creativity and to the taste of the minds of millions of Americans, as well as millions of people the world over, right?
Well, I suppose that is one interpretation.
One interpretation? Okay, look. I walk in here. What's the first thing you ask me about?
The booty.
That's right, the booty don't stop. Now, why are you going to be asking me about that song? Because I got new stuff since then. That's like 2 years ago.
Right. So, well...
Come on, man. You got a reason. Spit it out.
Well, actually, it came down to the lyrics for that particular
man,
song.
Man, I knew it! No, go right ahead.
As you well know, the lyrics for your song were somewhat controversial, since one particular lyric in the song went, hitting all my bitches up. I need a lot of puppies, so I hit my bitches up.
Yeah, that's about right.
So, how do you respond to claims that this lyric is sexist?
What?
Because of the use of the word bitches.
No, man. Okay, look, I walk in here, I come in here, and I'm ready to do a conversation with you, right?
Right.
And you are ready to misinterpret me. Like, from the very beginning, when I walk in this door, you are ready to misinterpret me. Now, why is that? Why do you think that you are ready to misinterpret me in this way?
I suppose misinterpretation is typically due to lack of understanding. Lack of information.
That's right! Lack of information, okay? See, you clearly did not do your homework, because if you had done your homework, you would have examined the lyrics of the song as a whole, and you would realize that particular lyric is not using the bitch colloquially. In fact, it is using it to refer to female dogs as the word was originally intended. Obviously.
Uh-huh, I see. Would you care to explain?
Very certainly I would care to explain. So... Hit all my bitches up, need a lot of puppies, so I hit my bitches up. Come on, man. Isn't it obvious? The puppies? That makes it obvious, right?
loosed it.
See, this song is autobiographical. See, me and my dad, we used to breed wiener dogs, okay? We breed wiener dogs. So when we would come to like a season where there was going to be a lot of adoptions, we had to hit them bitches up so we have a lot of puppies.
Right.
See, man, you're looking at me. I can tell you're not feeling me. You're not feeling my jive.
Forgive me. How could I feel your jive?
No. Okay, look. It's just your attitude coming into this. See, you're ready to see me as a sexist pig, right? That's why you're looking at me, because I'm a rapper. You get this preconceived notion that the rappers, they are not socially conscious, that they're only in it for the money, or that they're only in it for the fame. But man, that's not my dig.
I see.
No, man. Go get back to my name. My name is MCBS. Why do you think my name is MCBS? What does BS stand for?
Well, it could stand for the numbers.
Bullshit! Bullshit is what it stands for. Okay? So, bullshit. Why would I put bullshit in my name? What? The answer is obvious. See, I see it as my personal mission in life to cut down on the bullshit. Right?
Right. I think I'm starting
see,
to follow.
Like, I call people on the bullshit. So I see bullshit, I'm gonna call people out on it. I see you giving the bullshit, I'm gonna call you out on your bullshit. You know, I don't care you call me on your radio program or whatever. I'm gonna call you out on the bullshit when I see it. Because if I don't call it when I see it, I'm failing my last mission, right? Would you want to fail your last mission?
No, I don't think I'd want to fail.
Exactly, you would not want to fail your last mission. Because it's your last work, right? I mean, this show's kind of like your last work, right?
Yes, I've been doing it for quite a few years, so I would call it my life's work, I suppose.
Perfect, man. See, that's great. Now back to the lyrics, okay? So, me and my dad, we used to bring wiener dogs. Now think about that. You're going to tell me that I'm sexist because I'm using the word wiener?
Well, no, I don't think I'd say
exactly
that.
Wouldn't. See? Because the hot button issue is not about the man's rights. It's about the women's rights. That's okay. Man, women need more rights. But if we're gonna be perfectly equal about this shit, you know, sometimes a wiener is just a wiener dog, you know? It's like Sigmund Freud said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. In that same way, sometimes a bitch is just a bitch, you know? Just a female dog. We ain't gonna talk about ladies all the time. Sometimes we're talking about female dogs, okay? And that's fine. We're allowed to talk about female dogs when we want to talk about female dogs.
Right.
Exactly, I'm right. Because this is America. This is a free country. I can talk about female dogs whenever the hell I want to. I can use whatever words I used to walk to. Because I'm in America and we're land of the free. And I can say what I want. I mean, obviously not without consequence. I got a lot of hate mail because of that song. But I also got a lot of fan mail, you know? It balances out. You got checks and balances.
I actually don't know if that's the correct usage of that particular term.
Man, never mind on the usage of terms, okay? Say, you have a freestyle rap?
What? I'm sorry, no.
Do you have a freestyle rap?
No, I don't believe I do, typically.
Man, you ought to try that shit, you know? Because, I mean, it's like a zen experience. You gotta get your thoughts, like, on in line. You gotta get your mind together so you get in that zone where you can put the words together so they flow together natural in a rhythm, see?
But perhaps you'd like to give a demonstration.
Of course I'd like to give a demonstration. I would love to give a demonstration of my freestyle rapping. Okay, give me a subject. Give me a subject, any subject.
All right. How about, what did you do this morning?
This morning?
Yes, but before you came to the studio.
Okay, I'll bite. I was at the local community college, because they were having a sale of leftover items from the end of the school year. They're lost and found.
Ah, interesting.
Okay, so I'm going to do a freestyle rap for you about what I saw at the lost and found. So there was this guy who was there. And he apparently, according to one of the aides there, he'd been coming in every day looking for this one thing. Of course, it wasn't there in the last and found, but he was obsessed. He was sure he was going to find it there if he kept asking. Now, that guy doesn't, that's not important. But what he was asking for, that's this thing that stuck in my mind. And it reminds me of a thought that I had. And it goes something like, looking for a black cootie in a book called Hannibal, trying to act creative when you know y'all just cannibalizing. Lecture me once, I know it's a sin. Lecture me twice, I'm gonna do it again just to spite you. I'd rather not fight you, but it's three strikes, you're out in this bout. So check it. See? That was good, right?
Yes, quite nice, yes.
Man, you're just not getting into this. You're not getting into this. Okay, that's fine. You know what? Why don't we play that song I brought?
Yes, that's right. Would you care to give the listeners a brief introduction to the piece?
Damn right I would. Okay, so this song is a little song called Rolling All Over Like a D20. It's a song I did as a guest artist with a friend of mine named P. Hetty. Now, P. Hetty is like a, he's like a protege of Snoop Dogg. So we kind of got that, that Southern draw going. He's a cool dude. So here we go. Rolling All Over by P. Hetty. Feat. MCBS. Booyah, bitches!
Welcome to my fantasy, baby. Welcome to my fantasy, baby. I don't know your fantasy. Welcome to my fantasy, baby. Welcome to my fantasy, baby. I don't know your fantasy.
I'm a rogue. I'm a fighter. I'm a wizard. I'm a pimp. I'm a rogue. I'm a fighter. I'm a wizard. I'm a pimp. When you're hanging in my crib, tell you how it's gonna be. Better handle my dice, bag nice, better roll me up a 20. Said a role play's not your thing, think it's just a game to me. I ain't gonna break character till a DM drops a screen.
Like a D20, baby, you'll be rolling all over.
Come on, give me a critical hit, attack critical hit, yeah.
Like a D20, baby, you'll be rolling all over.
Come on, give me a critical hit, attack critical hit, yeah. I may not be a bard, my charisma's 25. All the ladies in the club think I'm the sexiest man alive. Hey, Missy Witch, you wanna put a spell on me? You can look but don't touch, because motivation is a class ability.
Like a D20, baby, you'll be rolling all over.
From the dining room table to the basement floor.
Like a D20, baby, you'll be rolling all over.
I don't mean that's the skill, got you coming back for more. Hey girl, you roll too slow, gotta get that mojo. Hey girl, you roll too slow, gotta get that mojo.
My Elven Ranger is the shit, say what I do, but I'll put for your head. Cause you're gonna end up dead, yeah, you heard me. Well, that's what I said, gonna send you to a shadow plane. Like Bo Mac Jones, you're gonna train in vain. By the time you stand by me, you won't know I hit you, that's a guarantee. Gotta roll with the punches, gotta roll with the rhymes. You wanna survive, don't try to nickel and dime me and put me in a box. Your likes, I took a level in rogue.
No stat lower than 18. You know what I mean. When I dumb about the physical perfection, my chest expands like a Makita projection. Getting bigger to the north and south. And if you catch my drift, I'll let you
check it out. Yeah, man.
There's a DM like to party. There's a DM like to party. There's a DM like to party.
Let me hear you say one more time.
There's a DM like to party. There's a DM like to party. There's a DM like to party.
Ain't no party like a DD party.
Oh, baby, you'll be rolling all over.
Welcome to my fantasy, baby. Welcome to my fantasy, baby.
Like a D20, baby, you'll be rolling all over.
Welcome to my fantasy, baby. Welcome to my fantasy, baby. Let me be your fantasy. Welcome to my fantasy, baby. Welcome to my fantasy, baby. Let me be your fantasy.
And that's the jam.
Wow, that was quite remarkable. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Man, you don't gotta pretend that you liked it when you didn't like it. It's okay.
No, I did like it. It was interesting.
Okay, I'll take interesting. That's good enough for me. Hey, man. We got some time, right?
Yes, I do believe we still have a little bit of time on the clock.
Good! How about you and me, we play a game?
Alright, that sounds like an intriguing prospect. What have we got?
Well, you know that song just called, it was about a role-playing game, so let's first start out with a role-playing game.
Alright, how do we begin?
So, for this first game, you're gonna be me.
I'm going to be you.
Yeah, you're gonna be me. Okay? So you're me.
Right.
And I'm you.
Right.
So, I want you to imagine yourself, you're me, remember? Imagine yourself as me, coming in that door, and you see this pasty little white guy wearing a suit in a radio booth. You know what's the first thing that runs through your mind?
That I'm excited to be doing an interview?
No, man! You got it all wrong! The first thing that runs to your mind is, why the hell is that man wearing a suit?
I'm sorry, I think I've lost the trail of this game.
No, it's okay, man. Look, let me explain. Okay, so, why is that man wearing a suit when he's on the radio? You give me blanks here. Okay. You're on the radio. Ain't nobody gonna see you. So why do you wear a suit?
I suppose I like it.
That's good. That's good. Okay. You wear a suit because you like it. Why else? Why do you still wear a suit on the radio when nobody can see you?
I suppose it puts me in a business-like mood.
Uh-huh. That's good. That's good. Keep going.
It makes me feel like I'm really working.
Okay, that's good. So, you need a suit to make you feel like you're at work. Is that what I'm getting at?
It's not quite right. When I'm home, I put on my my dressing gown and I relax.
What the hell's a dressing gown?
You know, a bathrobe.
Oh, okay. I get that. Go on.
Okay, so I'm home. I put on my dressing gown, my bathrobe, and I relax. I can't relax in a suit.
Man, nobody can relax in a suit.
Exactly. So I can't relax in a suit. So when I'm wearing a suit, I know I'm working, and it gets me in the mindset of sort of beneficial tension, like a positive tension.
Oh, okay, I think I get where you're going with this.
Good. I'm glad. So, I get positive tension, which helps the creative juices going and helps me to focus on the things that are important for me to do on a particular day. Like, for example, interviewing you.
Okay, I get it. Well, I guess I'm kind of the same way. See, you know, I dress like this.
Yes.
So you look at me, you say, that man is a rapper. Or that man thinks he's a rapper.
Well, I suppose that's one possible takeaway from it. Yes.
I guess I wear this because I like these clothes. And I feel comfortable. Now you, when you work and you say you want to feel this tension, right? A tension that helps to push you towards your goals.
Yes, exactly.
Well, when I'm working, I want to feel relaxed. I want the tension to be all in my mind. I want it to come from my thoughts, not from my clothing. Now, so that means to me that you're a little bit more physically minded than I am.
Well, I suppose that might be one interpretation, yes.
That's cool, man. You see, it takes people on all sides. It takes people on all sides, coming from all different perspectives, points of view, ways of thinking about things. Ways of thinking about things. You know what I'm saying?
I think so, yes. Freedom of expression requires everyone, regardless of how they think, or the way they choose to dress, to be able to interact equally.
Exactly! On equal terms, we're able to come to an understanding of one another. We create a dialogue where we both show points back and forth, and we're able to arrive at a conclusion that would have been impossible had we not been speaking together, had we not been coming from opposite points of view.
Exactly, that's sort of a platonic dialectic.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. I think we're ready for another game.
All right, I think I can do that.
So, this is a rhetorical game. Okay. I want you to think about, don't say anything, but think about, what is the worst thing you have ever done? The worst thing, like, the most despicable thing you have ever done, in your opinion.
All right, I think I've got it, yes.
Perfect, okay. Now hold that thought. Now next question. What is the thing that you regret the most? You got it?
Well, that's a difficult question, but I think I've got something close to the final answer.
Perfect. Yes. Okay. Now examine those two things that you just thought of. The worst thing you've ever done and the thing you regret the most. I'm going to go out on a limb here. But I'm pretty sure that they ain't the same thing. Am I right?
You're correct. They are not the same thing.
No, exactly. Now, let's stop back and examine that. So I'm going to say the worst thing you ever done. The worst thing. Okay, that's a bad thing. Maybe it's against the law. Maybe it was just like a mean thing to do. Maybe it was a really evil thing to do. Okay? It's the worst thing you ever done. then the thing you regret the most, that's different. So that it's down to your desires. Not the more as a society as a whole, but it's down to your personal desires and the things that you got, things you didn't get, and the intersections of those things.
Yes, I think I understand what you're getting at. So we can regret things we've done or not done.
Exactly.
And things we regret doing might not have been bad things, per se.
Exactly. They could have been good things, technically. But maybe you did it for the wrong reason.
Right, right. Like accepting a prize that you don't feel you deserved.
Exactly.
Or perhaps on the other end, failing to do something which you were not obliged to do, but because you saw the consequences of failing to do that action, you can't forgive yourself for it.
Meh. Did you grow up in the ghetto or what?
No, I did not grow up in the ghetto.
Man, you could have fooled me. You got deep thoughts there, man. Deep thoughts. Deeper than I would have thought. From that little sharp little suit of yours and that pasty white face of yours.
Ah, well, thank you.
See, so both of us, we came in here ready to misinterpret the other one of us. Because we had these preconceived notions based on a lack of information or misinformation that we had when we went into this meeting. But because we were both willing to come together in this form, on this radio show, we were able to arrive at conclusions and a mutual understanding that would not have been possible had we not both been willing to accept the situation for what it was.
Right. A radio interview.
Right.
A meeting with the minds.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much, MCBS. This has been quite illuminating. Now, I think our time is just about up. But for all of you listening out there, I'm Charles Worth, and this has been Good Conversation.
And back again.
You know, I am disgusted.
Oh, you're disgusted.
I am disgusted.
And why are you disgusted? If you don't mind me asking, Ivan.
Well, you see that rapper there. He's not a real rapper.
I mean, he did have a pretty big hit on the internet.
On the internet, oh, a big hit on the internet. Well, the Russian rappers are of much higher quality. Besides, I mean, his lyrics were extremely lacking in social value, and they did not teach me anything useful. I mean, you listen to his verse in that song that they played, and it is hard for me to see why there is much big fuss. Mm. Huh? Mm-hmm. It is hard for me to see why there is big fuss.
I mean, would you care to elaborate, Ivan?
Gladly. I will gladly elaborate. You see, best rapper in the world is Fluxy Flux. He's a Russian rapper. You see, Fluxy Flux, he does not just rap about partying or about the booty. He raps about the important things. He is a bodybuilder. He is a professional athlete who also raps. And so in his raps and his music video, he will rap about bodybuilding tips on how not to injure yourself. And he will do all of this while pumping sick iron. Like, you would not believe this man. He bench pressed so much.
Are there any particular Flexi Flex tracks you like to recommend? I'd love to look him up.
Just simply look up his name. There are millions of songs, and they are all good. They are all the best. I could not pick one best. They are all good. But be sure to go in it when you're ready to be a man. Huh? You're ready to be baby? Go away. Fluxy Flux does not need you. When you're ready to be man, you listen to Fluxy Flux. You will put hair on your chest. You will make your testicles swell to 3 sizes bigger.
Right. Right. Okay. And Doryman, your thoughts?
Well, I particularly enjoyed his use of wordplay, both MCBS and the stuff by P. Hetty. I think there was a lot of great wordplay in that song, which reminds me of one of my favorite anime series, which you may not have heard of.
Right. You're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. I'm talking about Shin Megami Rengoku Tensei Den, which is a really fantastic show. And just in the very title of that show, there's actually a really great like pun in Japanese, which I shall explain to you. You see, the title Rengoku, normally in Japanese, if you just heard that word said, it would mean purgatory, like, you know, the mm-hmm. place between mm-hmm. like heaven and hell in the Christian tradition.
Purgatory, right.
And so, however, in this series title, they actually use a different kanji. You see, Japanese is very clever the way that they do stuff, because they use the Chinese characters and they can assign a different like pronunciation to the character. And even normally, each character could have like two or three different pronunciations based on context. And so they use a different kanji for the word Rengoku. And Goku is like kingdom. And instead of the other thing for purgatory, they use the character which means like romance, Ren. Like it's very similar to the character for the word love, I. And so it turns it from purgatory into this romance kingdom, which is kind of funny, but also sets you up for a lot of the themes of the show, because knowing that these are homonyms, you understand that the view of romance espoused on the show, like, this isn't just like simple like la-di-da, I'm falling in love with you. This is like very deep and metaphorical and also like religious in terms of the themes being explored in this show.
Yeah, right.
No. I will not take this. Are you trying to say that the Japanese are better at these puns than the Russians? Because I will tell you, the Russian language is much better for the wordplay than any stupid Japanese.
Well, I wasn't inherently saying anybody's superiority. I was merely pointing out the fact that it has...
You are merely pointing out. Likely story. You capitalist dogs. You are all alike. You try to bend the conversation in your own way. However, Russia, it is much better. You always know what a man is talking about. There is none of this dilly-dallying. There's none of this pussyfooting. There is only action. There are men of action, and you take the action, and that is how it works. You know, you do not have this fooling around, this passive aggression that is so prevalent in the U.S. culture. This passive aggression that does not exist in Russia. We are above this sort of low,
I think we
low,
should,
unmanly I think we, time of aggression.
I think we should try to get back to the rapping.
Fine.
Thank you. Doryman, do you have any rappers you listen to a lot?
Well, I do listen to a lot more like the nerdcore rappers generally, because they've got you know, good wordplay, and also they discuss topics that appeal to me, like anime and video games and things like that. Like MC Lars is pretty good. I also very much like Kendrick Lamar. He's a new rapper out of Compton. I wouldn't say that his music directly relates to me, because I've never lived in the hood, but I can say that his wordplay and his style and flow is very, very unique, and it really sort of makes him stand a head above the general crowd of other rappers who all kind of do the same thing in the same way.
Yeah, I like Kendrick Lamar a lot, too. I've heard... I should check out that Section 81 mixtape he did before his first actual solo album at some point, because I've heard that's pretty good.
It's actually uniformly fantastic.
I'll definitely have to check it out then. Have any of you guys had any experience rapping?
I love rapping to the rappers, and the blogging to the bloggers.
And you, Doryman, have you done any rapping?
I mean, Well, does knowing the words to the Pokemon theme song count as rapping?
I would say technically yes. Yeah. You guys may not know it, but I actually do a little bit of rapping myself.
Oh, here he goes again.
I mean, it's I'll just do like a short thing for you. So this is a rap.
Yeah, I would actually really love to hear it. I'm interested. Is it anime related?
Yeah, actually, it is anime related. So it's a rap about a story of something that happened to me back when I was a teenager. The first time that I saw Tenchi Muyo the movie Tenchi in Love, or Tenchi the movie Tenchi Muyo in Love, whatever.
Tenchi the movie Tenchi Muyo in Love is the correct title.
Thank you for fact checking me. Yeah, so the first time I ever saw that, I was having a sleepover with a couple of my friends, and there was this like crazy police standoff on my street at like, you know, 1 a.m. or something like that. And so I wrote a rap about that. So, well, the first time I saw Tenchi was just my pals and me getting interrupted, a big production, the sound of sirens in the street, marching feet and tires screech, yo, better lock your doors, how many cop cars? They cordoned off the block, and the only thing that I could see was Tenchi and Ryoko on the TV, or peering out through Venetian blinds, the drama there unfolding, kind of blowing our minds. We were young and impressionable, blood and breasts hitherto for unmentionable. Or at least it's how it was for me. I was just about as sheltered as a boy could be, you dig?
That was not too bad. I will give you a 5 out of 10.
I would say that was maybe closer to like a 7. That was pretty good.
Thank you very much.
How old were you actually when that happened?
I'm actually embarrassed to say this. I'm not 100% sure like exactly when it happened. It was like, I think it was around 99, 2000. So I was probably like 14.
Ah,
at the time it happened.
Very, very good. So you were well into your teens by the time you were exposed to the anime bug.
Yes, I was well into my teens before I was exposed to the anime bug. I mean, there wasn't a huge, market for it. It wasn't easily available at the time, except from like there's like one local video store that had an anime section, and most of it was dubbed, which was kind of shit. But I didn't know that at the time.
Oh, you poor boy. Well, that's okay though. I mean, Tenchi Muyo actually had a pretty good dub, as I recall. At least I'm pretty nostalgic for it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't call it good, but I enjoy it and I have a lot of nostalgia for it myself. You're unusually silent over there, Ivan. Have we lost connection?
Oh, I'm still here. I do not watch this anime, but I will not complain. I've realized you are beyond the point of my help. I cannot help you.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ivan, but I'm glad that you've come to grips with me and Doraemon's anime fandom. With that, I think we're about done with today's show. Unfortunately, I don't have like a huge fancy story like last time, but I got that little story of the police standoff on my street, which is pretty exciting for a 14-year-old at 1 a.m. Because it was really pretty crazy. They had like, you know, both ends of the street were completely blocked off by police cars. There must have been at least a dozen, if not more, police officers, you know, moving back and forth. Because the guy actually, it was two guys, but they broke into somebody's house down the street from me, like right in the middle of the block, and were holed out in this guy's house. And I can't remember if there was actually shots fired, but definitely, you know, there was a very tense standoff, if not maybe quite a hostage situation, but something that on that level. So it was, something I didn't easily forget. And with that story, I think it is about time for us to wrap up this episode. As I've already said, if there's nothing more from either of you guys...
Nothing.
And you, Doraemon?
I got nothing left, but thank you very much for having me on the show today. It's been really fun.
Thank you very much, Doraemon. It has been fun and great having you on the show as well. Thank you guys all back at home for listening today to this episode 2 of the Cellblockcast. I know that this episode was delayed by quite a bit over what I thought I would be able to deliver. The production ran significantly over time, and I hope you can all forgive me for that. At this point, simply based on the amount of time I've been spending on each individual episode, I can't really guarantee more than one episode per month, but I do want to guarantee at least one episode per month, and maybe I'll be able to get two episodes in a month if I can squeak by, have a lot of extra free time. But I hope you guys all enjoy it. And this is episode 2 of the Cellbockcast. Carl Cellbocka, signing off. Be cool, people.
Like a bomb blast, at long last, it's a podcast, the Cellbockcast.
Coming this Christmas, Chinese Bicycles, the new album from Axis Powers. Chinese Bicycles only have two speeds, slow and fast, just like Axis Powers. Chinese Bicycles brings you blistering rockers.
Right, we left my medication a couple of weeks ago, cause my medication makes my mind move too slow. I need a cocktail blues, cause I'm a pussy juice.
And soul-crushing ballads that will leave you a battered husk of a human being.
Late at night when I have a bad dream, wake up crying so eat a bucket of ice cream. Tears contain the
Chinese Bicycles. If you don't buy it, you're probably a commie.
This episode of the Cellbockcast was created and produced in its entirety by Carl Cellbocka. If you enjoyed what you heard, please consider subscribing on iTunes. And if you do, don't forget to leave a rating and, if you got the time, a little review. Thanks very much. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cellbockcast.